Yes, it's a real problem where you have a Hong Kong permanent resident that's seeking to sponsor his spouse into Hong Kong, where the spouse is a mainland resident holding a PRC passport. This is due to our floodgates policy, and it applies to all permanent residents, not just foreign national permanent residents, but also local Chinese permanent residents too. So the immediately obvious way around the problem is for the wife to go and live, in this instance, in the UK for at least 12 months, or is in a position to secure permanent residency from another country. And once either permanent residency has been secured, or she's lived outside of China in another country for at least 12 months immediately prior to making the application for the dependent visa, assuming that those conditions are satisfied, then the floodgates policy will not preclude her from securing a dependent visa sponsored by her permanent resident husband. I mean, that's really the sort of the fix to this. Apart from the fact that she may be a particularly well-qualified individual, and she may be able to procure a job offer for which she's eminently qualified here in Hong Kong, and that the employer can justify that they're engaged, can show that they're justified in engaging her services as opposed to the services of a local person. In those instances, she could make an application on the Admission to Mainland Talents and Professionals Scheme to secure an employment visa and then get residence that way, obviously being together with her family accordingly. But in light of the circumstances, I understand them, it seems to me that's probably a little bit too much of a stretch for them, all things considered. There is no advantage whatsoever to the husband relinquishing his British citizenship and then going on to secure Chinese citizenship. That's not going to carry the circumstances forward in any meaningful sense, as the real problem relates to the fact that he's a permanent resident and the floodgates mechanism precludes him from sponsoring his wife into Hong Kong under the dependent visa arrangements. So even though there's a child of the marriage, that's not going to help in any meaningful sense either. So I think quite practically what you're left with is more than likely off to the UK, secure a residence visa in the UK, spend 12 months in the UK, and then return to Hong Kong with those 12 months under her belt. And then she'll be able, as I say, to make an application for a dependent visa without falling afoul of the floodgates policy. Okay, sorry the news isn't great, but I hope you found it useful nonetheless.